Right. We should be connected with Adam from the No Borders team Poland now. Adam, can you hear us?
Yes, hello to everyone.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it works. I'm here in the studio with Sasha from the Ukraine, and probably she will ask some questions as well. Yeah, first of all, I'm going to talk about the current situation at the border in Poland to Belarus and the situation of the refugees there trapped between in this kind of neverland between the borders of these countries, and the situation is going on since more than 6 months now. Yeah, maybe you can introduce first of all to our listeners what's exactly the work you as No Border team are doing.
Like we decide to work as a No Borders team like in early autumn 2021, and we are present on this border since the beginning of this, you know, the corridor, eastern corridor was open. But in some point we decide that we need to, you know, make some kind of group that will work just on this. So from the beginning of September of 2021, the Polish government makes a special zone. It's like few kilometers along the border where you cannot go, even the medics or you know, any help is impossible. So in this point, like many like grassroots groups like we are, and NGOs and kind of a lot of local people start to do it like more or less illegally, because any like entrance to the zone was like, it was a risk of arrest or fine. So that's what basically we do since September, just try to find people in the forest and you know, help them with also the legal procedures, and also like sometimes it's just saving their lives, especially in the winter when it's super cold. So yeah, but situation was changing. I mean, the amount of people also was changing during that time. But like last month, it's again like a lot of people try to cross, and it's still like special zones. So yeah, now the situation is not better. I think it's even worse, because a lot of NGOs left this area to work in the border with Ukraine or do something else, and just a few groups stayed now in the border. So it's less people to help, but the amount of people that need help is still big.
In the mainstream news, there was they said that a lot of the refugees now were brought back to the countries they came from, or they fled from. So do you have kind of overview how many people are still trying to cross the border in that zone, or is it less people than before, or is it like the same amount of people?
Maybe it's important to say like how it works from the beginning, from the Belarusian side. Because all the plan of Lukashenko regime was kind of to pretend like a tourist office. So a lot of people that we met in the forest, they just bought like the tickets for, you know, to go to European Union, and they was not aware that this border is impossible to cross. So like during those months, Belarus gathered a lot of people, like thousands of people, and yeah, they were using them in like a kind of tool to destabilize situation, and also to bring this kind of idea that Poland is a racist country, which is it is. But we can't forget that this is like was strict planned, and it was connected with like the Russian invasion on Ukraine. So now when the war is in Ukraine is going on, I mean, the migrants are not so useful anymore for the Lukashenko and for Putin. So, I mean, all people that they gather in this warehouse and camps in the border, like some of them was deported now. It's quite difficult to say about the exact numbers, but for sure, like hundreds of people was deported last weeks and last month to their or you know the countries that they came from. But also, like I think, like at least 500 people was released and you know forced to cross the border with Poland. So like last week, it was like hundreds of people in the forest. And like I said before, this all help is now much more weaker. And now we are facing like a quite big repressions in that topic. A lot of activists was now you know, caught and they was arrested. And now they have kind of charges for helping to illegally cross the border, which is kind of absurd because it's impossible to help someone to cross the Belarusian border because it's super militarized. But the fact is that yeah, if you help people there, like in, if you go to the special zone, if you give someone a blanket or you give someone a cup of tea or you lift someone to the hospital, it's like a crime. So this is something that we try to talk about it in Polish, like for Polish society, but it's hard to, you know, fight with this like mainstream media. But the fact is like, if you're helping people in Belarusian border, you are kind of hero now in Poland and you can, you know, you have support of all state institutions, like even the police is helping on the Ukrainian border somehow as. But if you do the same, like few hundred kilometers on north, you are a criminal. So this is like also quite this is a big concern of us. I mean, how far the state will go in this repressions? Till now, I mean, people wait for the trials, so we'll see.
Yeah, I guess it was really hard for journalists or activists to report about what is going on in this zone from the beginning. But now that the attention is on the situation with the war in the Ukraine and the Ukrainian borders, it seems to be quite obvious that now it's much easier to act in a even more brutal way against activists and refugees.
Exactly. I mean, like even before, like the journalists have no access to the zone, so all information in mainstream media was like from the statement of border guard. And but somehow they tried to do it, and now all the focus of society is like somewhere else. So yeah, it's like, and also there's less people to help, so it's really easy to now to start this repression. Yeah.
The people which lived in this area near the border, they were quite active in the support of the refugees as well. Is this support still going on, or is this interaction between like the No Borders team and the locals, is this still existing and working at least?
Totally. I mean, this is something that is worth to mention. Like, even like if Poland is super conservative and kind of racist country, it was super amazing how people in Podlasie, is the region from the border, organized themselves like grassrootsly, totally. And they had no problems with breaking the law. So this was amazing to see. I mean, they just saving people's life, don't care about, you know, charges that they can have. And this is our main cooperation with local people, because we also sometimes work with, I mean, during the action with some people from NGOs, but for us, like working with local people is the most important, because from the anarchist point of view, it's super cool that during their activities, they start to think like in an anarchist way also. They saw like the how the state is working. So that was very nice. But the problem is, you know, when we are there, we can make a shift, you know. We are staying there for 1 month and then we can go for 1 week for, you know, to do some our stuff. And also like other activists and NGOs can work like this. But the people that live there, they are, you know, 24 hours in this. They have jobs. I mean, they have like private life and they have like, they help in the terrain. So after 6 months, they are exhausted a lot. And also a lot of them face like, not kind of brutal repression, but government media show them as a kind of traitors and kind of criminals. So a lot of them have like they are in bad conditions sometimes. So this is the thing, like they cannot go to for holidays from this. So So they are still active, but some of them just take a break to, you know, to somehow deal with their lives, because like 6 months, like 24 hours per day to be ready to, you know, go for a mission. Is this too much for everyone, I think? But they are still there and we have a lot of support from them.
Hello, I'm Sasha from Ukraine. I also wanted to ask you something. So yeah, I would agree maybe with you that this situation, especially right now, it shows that like that makes it more obvious for people that borders are actually a crime. And I hope in the future, you know, when people will read about all these events in textbooks, they would be like surprised of how brutal and cruel were people just violating all rights just for some line on the map. And I wanted to ask you, what are opinions of those refugees, if you had a chance to talk to them, like what would they think about their condition, like this power play, the situation that they were put in, like by the Belarusian president? Like, do you know what they think of it?
Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of lies in Belarus about, you know, like I said before, they thought this would be kind of safe passage to Poland. And when they noticed it's not like this, they totally changed their minds. And like some people were staying in the forest for 2 months, and they tried to cross 10 times or 15 times, and they were pushed back by Polish forces. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know even how to say it. I mean, they're facing like really harsh treatment from the Belarusian side. Like people are beaten, women are raped, and like they are threatening them all the time. And from Polish side, they, you know, they have pushbacks, and they are beaten and throwing to the cold river in the middle of winter. So they are mostly scared, and they just want to run away, even both from Belarus and from Poland, because from their perspective, Poland is also maybe a bit better than Belarus, because sometimes they can get like hospital treatment, for example, but they just want to run away. And some people just wanted, even after some pushbacks, because there was like a ball, you know, Belarusian soldiers pushed them to Poland and Polish soldiers pushed them to Belarus. Some of them just, you know, said to us that I want to go back to Iraq or Afghanistan or somewhere because I have enough of this, but they cannot because no one let them to do it. If they ask for asylum in Poland, most of the time the Polish border guards don't care about this. And if they take this application, they're going to really bad detention centers with super bad conditions. And finally, they will probably be also deported. So their idea is just to leave the Poland and go to the West. And this, like, if someone wants to have like the legal procedure in Poland, we will help this person for sure and other organizations, but mostly people are not want to stay in Poland. And yeah, after like 10 pushbacks, they are tired of this. And of course they are aware that they are tool now, but from the beginning it was quite horrible, you know. You are not ready, you don't have good clothes because it's super hard terrain, it's like primal forest, hard to cross. So a lot of people, like we know about around 20 people that died, I guess it's more, because we still found the bodies, dead bodies in the forest. About their opinion, I think they just want to live in, you know, quite good conditions, and they know that in Poland it's really hard with this, so that they want to go somewhere else.
Thank you.
Adam, as we are kind of running out of time for today's interview, what's things people which are not based, or comrades which are not based in Poland, can do to support your structures or to support refugees at the border?
I think one of the things is like to spread the news, because I have impression when I speak with comrades from different countries that societies in other countries are not super aware how bad situation it is now in Poland. So to spread the news is one thing. And about recent news from us, you can visit our website. It's like noborders.noblogs.org. And there you have like link to our Facebook and our Telegram. So also there are some texts in English. So it's good to share it and make it as loud as is possible, this situation. Also, it's possible to make some demonstration in the front of Polish embassy and also like European Union offices, because it's like, it's not only Poland's Polish politics, it's kind of European Union politics to not let people in. So yeah, like this political pressure, also their own governments, like government of Germany and you know, France. So that it's really nice if people will do it. And also if someone wants to support us, like with some donation, there are also some kind of money collection that is necessary to work on the border. So this is all in our website. So I think that's it. It's hard to say like if we need people here, because the situation changed really fast. And I think it's more important to do things in your neighborhood and try to push European Union and Poland to change the politics.
Right. Thanks for your update about the situation there. And I think we will definitely stay in touch and we'll try to report on the topic in future shows. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.